Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Ever seen a fox? Where? Next door? Out the back? I think we've seen them play out in the paddock too. Well, I went to open the sliding door to go onto the patio and there was one sitting on the mat. And it was real thin. And I felt so sorry for it. I said to Tom, there's a fox sitting on the mat. I'm going to give it something to eat. And Tom said, what? He'd probably already had a good feed before he sat down on the mat. So what comes to mind for you when you think of a fox? Sorry? Sly. Yeah, sorry, but chickens, yeah. And our Bible reading is kind of like a fox and chicken story, isn't it? A fox and a hen. What else would you say? Who do you think that there might be somebody in the world or in your community that you think is a bit like a fox? We have to be careful these days, don't we? See what we do? Sometimes we're afraid to say what we think. And Jesus wasn't. Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem. And the reading begins with, at this very hour. I find that really annoying. What hour? Right? And I think it's always important just to look back at what happened before this hour. And I did that. In fact, the chapter 13 starts with, at this very time. And it tells of Jesus' continued issues with both people and others challenging him. But Jesus continues his ministry of healing, casting out demons. And just in that short chapter of 13 is the story of the healing of the crippled woman on the Sabbath. You know, the one that couldn't stand up straight at all and was bowed right over. And everybody was complaining, especially the people at the synagogue, that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath. They were so angry that they said there were 6 days in the week. Why didn't you do it then? Instead of rejoicing that this woman was now able, in the first time of her life, to stand up straight. Jesus actually called them hypocrites. Was nice, was it? Called them hypocrites, and they so deserved it. Who might we want to call a hypocrite these days? And shared with everyone what the kingdom of God was like. Like in that chapter, a mustard seed, like yeast a woman puts into leavened bread, like a narrow door where those who thought they were coming first come last. Leaders and officials are not happy with what Jesus is saying and doing. And at that very hour, this is our reading, at this very hour, some Pharisees come and say, get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you. And you might say, well, that was really nice of the Pharisees to do. They're usually always having a go at at Jesus all the time. Were they being nice for a change? We're talking about the same Herod that killed John the Baptist. We won't go into what he did. It's his father that wanted to find Jesus and ended up killing all the male boys. Remember in the story of Jesus' birth? And Jesus says this wonderful thing, go tell that fox. You know, I looked at the message and I thought I had it there, and probably when I go back, it'll be right where I went through all the pages. And he says some wonderful things about it. If I find it, I'll read it to you. Go tell that fox. Go tell that fox, I'm not going to stop what I'm doing, whether you like it or not. Today, tomorrow, and on the third day, I will finish my work. An interesting insight. I wonder if Jesus is alluding to what happens. He says, I will finish my work. I wonder, you know, that was the first time that ever struck me, that I will finish my work on the third day. What happened on the third day? Jesus rose from the dead. And the work was no longer his, it was ours. It's now ours. Interesting insight. Yet today and tomorrow and the next day, I must be on my way to Jerusalem. Listen to the change. Jesus goes from being so angry and so cross with what they were doing. Go tell that fox. Go tell that fox, nothing is going to stop me. And then he's thinking about Jerusalem and he says, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often have I wanted to gather you under my wings? But you never wanted to listen to me, and you didn't want to listen to the prophets either. This is a story I want to share with you. And I share it by reading it to you. In Mission, British Columbia, a fellow by the name of Ike tells the story about his grandpa's hen house, which absolutely burnt to the ground. Ike arrived just in time to help out the last of the fire. As he and his grandfather sorted through the wreckage, they came upon one hen laying dead near what had been the door of the hen house. Her top feathers were singed brown by the fire's heat. Her neck was completely limp. Ike bent down to pick up the dead hen, and as he did, the hen's four chicks came scurrying out from underneath her. Underneath her burnt body. The chicks survived because they were insulated by the shelter of her wings. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often have I desired to gather you children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings. And you were not willing. And he then says to them, you will not see me until the time comes when you will say, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Do you remember what happened on Palm Sunday? What amazing courage. I don't know about you, I'd be pretty scared of Herod. sly fox that he is, would we have given up by now? He's caused enough reaction to know what's going to happen to him. Who wouldn't want to be called to account for the way people are excluded, rejected by virtue of their disease or their work, shepherds and tax collectors? Who wants to see somebody eating and drinking with those that everybody else has excluded? Who wants to see somebody doing all these things and calling others to account for what they do? Even leaders of countries. Because that is what he was trying to share with them. This is what the kingdom of God is like. Nothing's going to stop him. Not Herod, the Pharisees, or anybody else. And knowing all this, he still travels that much further into Jerusalem. He shows his love, his grace and his mercy by saying, if that's happening to you, if you're being hurt, you're in pain, there are horrible things happening to you, and there are horrible things happening in the community, in the world that we live in, all I want to do is to gather you up, my children, each one of you, to show love and mercy and grace. How I want you under my wings. A reminder of the Old Testament. I will raise you up on eagle's wings. What an amazing reassurance for each of us when we're going through our own grief or pain or whatever is happening that life deals out to us sometimes. There is someone who wants nothing more than to gather you under his wings, to protect, to reassure, to love, to show mercy to strengthen, and to give peace to. Hallelujah. This is good news. This is gospel that invites us not only to be assured of it, but to share it with somebody else. Who might be one of those that you know that needs this good news? Thanks be to God. Amen. And I did find that piece of paper, of course. And we're just going to hold on for a minute, Susan. This is what Eugene Peters says in the message. Just then, some Pharisees came up and said, "Run for your life. Herod's on the hunt and he's out to kill you." And Jesus says, "Tell that fox that I've no time for him right now, today and tomorrow. I'm busy clearing out the demons and healing the sick. And the third day, I'm wrapping things up. Besides, it's not proper for a prophet to come to a bad end outside Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, killer of prophets, abusers of the messages of God. How often have I longed to gather your children. Gather your children like a hen, her brood save after her wings." Hallelujah.